Welcome to the November issue of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We're somewhat late bringing this to you, but we hope you'll find plenty of interest in this edition. Before going any further, there are a few things we'd like to draw your attention to this month. On page 974, we're advertising for new associate technical editors. We've a lot of papers in the pipeline waiting to be reviewed, and we have ambitious plans to extend the reach and scope of the journal. So we need to expand our pool of editors that help us to make decisions about what to publish each month and who correspond with authors and reviewers on a regular basis. Might it be you we're looking for? On another topic, we're interested to receive nominations for those that might be suitable candidates for AES Awards, and the Nominations Committee would like to hear about potential candidates for the Board of Governors. Take a look at these two calls at the back of the November issue. A large crowd gathered in Bavaria earlier this year to attend the 48th International Conference on Automotive Audio, chaired by Jan Abelgaard-Pedersen. In this month's journal, we publish a comprehensive report on the proceedings, which is a must-read item for those that couldn't make it. Next month, we'll be publishing a feature article focusing on some of the papers presented at that conference. We also present a full preview of the upcoming 49th Conference on Audio for Games, taking place in London, United Kingdom, in February. Chaired by Michael Kelly, this event welcomes John Broomhall as keynote speaker, an acclaimed audio director and sound designer who also chairs a workshop on interactive mixing. Make sure to book your place soon. A full preliminary program is given in this November issue. Speaking of international conferences, there's another one taking place in August in Helsinki, Finland, chaired by Juha Bachman. The topic is loudspeakers and headphones, and we launched the call for papers for this important event in this month's issue. If you're working in the field and want to present your work, now is the time to start thinking about your proposal. There are 5 research papers in this edition of the journal. First on the agenda is new work by Alexander Lindau and his colleagues on predicting the mixing time for reverberation. The authors explain that when creating virtual acoustic environments, the processing requirements can be minimized by using generic late reverberation. However, it is necessary to know the mixing time when diffuse reverberation no longer contains details of the individual reflections and their directions. A number of possible predictors of the perceptual mixing time are tested here. Chung Lee, Andrew Horner, and James Beauchamp investigate the synthesis of musical instrument tones made using piecewise linear approximates of harmonic amplitude envelopes. Additive synthesis is complicated and difficult to manipulate for users, and it is suggested that linear approximations with breakpoints reduce the complexity. Using listening tests, the authors were able to discover whether an approximation was distinguishable from the original. Noise content, such as breath and bow noise, seemed to cause greater issues with discrimination. Stefan Herzog and Alexander Polchinkov study the use of binary correlation sequences for audio testing, explaining that such sequences are simple to generate and can be used to examine linear and nonlinear system characteristics. They compare 2 families, maximum length and Kasami sequences, contrasting the results with conventional methods. Translating Sonifications is the title of a paper by Katarina Vogt and Robert Herdrich, which explores the ways that non-audio information can be communicated using sound. They look for ways that the mapping between data and sound can be made more explicit and less prone to misunderstandings, in an attempt to provide a more formal structure for the field. Finally, Rebecca Stewart and Mark Sandler present a spatial auditory display that can be used in music search and browsing applications. They explain that non-audio information is often used to present information about the contents of collections of music and propose that auditory spatialization can be used to augment the presentation of data. Auditory icons are among the options for user interfaces. Francis Rumsey's feature article this month digs into the topic of music-induced hearing disorders, which was the theme of a recent international conference held earlier this year in Chicago. We discover how greater attention is now being paid to ways of assessing and protecting the hearing of musicians in a range of contexts, including regulatory issues and new technology. Standards News contains updates on the audio applications of networks and new development in the MADI standard for multi-channel audio transmission. We also offer comprehensive reports on the activities of AES sections around the world and a roundup of new product launches. Finally, Neil Shaw reviews Ethan Weiner's new book, The Audio Expert, in this month's literature section. Keep up to date with the latest in audio research and development by reading the latest issue of the AES Journal, available now on the AES website. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.